see today is villages in the countryside that are very different than they would have been 2 or 3 years ago. The villages are half empty. Many people have left. Anybody who had any resources to leave has left. The people that have been left behind are the most vulnerable, the poorest, who couldn't afford to move. There is no work available in these areas anymore. Any industry that existed previously is gone. And so people are eking out their existence, growing what food they can and looking after sheep and cattle to meet their own needs. But they certainly have a great difficulty meeting all of their needs.
Now, this was a joint mission. Can you tell us who participated in this mission, which agencies, and what it is, what goods and what assistance they brought?
The agencies that took part in the mission were obviously the World Food Program, UNHCR, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization. And we brought in packages to look after families, including obviously food, non-food items, in particular some shelter materials, plastic sheeting, blankets, also hygiene kits for adults and children and babies, and essential medicines, all of which are items that, based on our discussions with community leaders, they have insufficient access throughout the area.
And this is the first time that these agencies have been able to reach this population in perhaps over a year. Can you tell us how you were received? And what people told you, what is it that people are hoping for?
Certainly in the two besieged cities, or two besieged towns, Dubl and Zahra, there was some exhilaration when we arrived. Obviously, we are the first outsiders to come into those besieged cities for more than a year and a half now. But also a great deal of frustration showed, primarily because everybody in these towns is under siege. They are incredibly badly affected by this horrific war that's pitting, you know, villages, neighbors, against one another. And, you know, the signs of stress, the war weariness is there. But there's also a great deal of fear on people's faces still, and a lot of anger as well. You know, that people have lost family members, they've lost children, they've lost fathers, mothers, but they've also lost people through kidnapping, and there are a lot of hostages that have been taken from these two villages. Obviously, this story, it's not only about the two villages as well. The villages surrounding them are in a similar circumstance. They're also villages at war. There are also families there that have lost people, and they're also in very dire circumstances. So it's really what you're seeing when we're going into these places is, as I said, first thanks, first, you know, a measure of exhilaration, but also some feelings of frustration that so much has to be done, and the international community has so much to do in terms of bringing peace back to this region.